Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com. Hey, my friends, it's Brendan Burchard, and welcome to a special episode of The Brendan Show. Hey, I'm Brendan Burchard, and I'm honored to be your high performance coach today with this episode. I've spent the last 20 years studying human behavior change and writing, coaching, and training literally at the top levels on the topics of motivation, focus, productivity, confidence, and more. My goal, inspired by my own personal journey, is to help you and my audience live, love, and matter, which means to feel more vibrant, more connected, and more fulfilled in every area of your life. That's what we're doing today. If you like today's episode, grab a screenshot and share it on Instagram. Just tag me at Brendan Burchard so I can see you and give you a shout out or a hello. And if you want to go to another level of personal development in your life this month, be sure to join me live every month in my coaching program. Just visit hpxcoaching.com to get signed up. I teach a brand new personal development session every single month, meaning it's like a personal development seminar for you live
every single month on the first of the month. And then after I teach that for about 75 minutes, then we do live breakouts where you get to meet new people, network with people, set your monthly goals, and establish real accountability for your growth. Listen, you know that expert guidance and real consistency and an inspiring community is critical to your growth. So join me this month on the first. Just go to hpxcoaching.com. That's hpxcoaching.com. It's time to level up, my friend. It's time to take your year back. It's time to find that focus and that confidence and that vibrancy and that vibe again. Go to hpxcoaching.com and let me be your coach into fuller levels of high performance in every area of your life. Now, without further ado, let's jump in to today's episode.
Do your job, be it excellent, world-class, perfect it, be super awesome. And I want you to spend 20% of your week thinking about the future, on do hobby projects, do research and development on your own, have unstructured time just to think stuff up that has nothing to do with perfecting this thing that we're doing over here, right? And that's really important. So here's what I tell people all the time. Especially if you're a leader, okay? Especially if you're a leader. What I want you to do, I want to make sure 20% of your day is sitting in the bucket of strategy, okay? 20% of your day is sitting in the bucket of just thinking about the future. If you're a leader, you have to understand, people already conceptually understand it, but they don't practice it. Leaders go, of course I think about the future. I'm like, okay, show me your calendar. And guess what happens? I open up their little calendar, and there it is. I get into their job, right? I just did this last year at a Fortune 100 company, sat right down with three of their C-level executives. Here we did. I said, right in the conference room. Boy, they hated it. They were embarrassed, and they hated this process. And then afterwards, changed their life, and then they sent me a bunch of money. Here's what happened. We opened up their calendars. And we sat them literally laptop, 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 C-level, C-level, C-level. And I went through each of their calendars in front of them. They hated this. But guess what? There it is. They're booked from 7 a.m. till 6 p.m. at night. All these things, including meetings with their other senior executives. And I just said, well, okay, let's bust it down. And we did a little white chart work. And guess what? They weren't spending. There was no scheduled time on strategy. Even when they were meeting with their senior employees, guess what they were focused on? What's broke? How can I be of service? They weren't thinking strategically, right? It's important. Many of you know, even me, every morning when I do my one-page productivity guide, what do I focus on? I'm sitting there thinking about the projects in the future that are going to build my future, that aren't even related to, these aren't my to-dos. Most people wake up and they go, what do I have to do today? So how much of your actual day, if I got in your calendar, could I see that you're focusing on thinking about the C2 of life, right? What is it? And here's the hardest part. The reason people don't do this, even though they know they should, leaders pay attention, because I know it's so easy to go, oh, of course I'm thinking, you know, I'm into vision, Brendan. I'm like, nah, you set your vision when you started the company and you haven't really extended it in the last 3 years. And that's typical for a lot of major organizations because the last 3 years they spent time perfecting, scaling, and protecting, not continually in an envision process. That's what happened to Kodak as an example, okay? Because here's why. If this over here, success, equaled, remember, mastery, guess what this one over here equals? Mayhem, okay? Mayhem, which is why I'm so comfortable drawing such a disastrously ugly flip chart for you guys. Because I know you can handle it because you're high performers, but this is why people don't go there. It's mayhem, it's scary. It's the unknown. Brendan, this is scary stuff. You're telling me to mess with what's profitable and what works and what people know me for? I'm like, yes. Because if you don't evolve, you'll get gobbled up. You'll get C2'd by Airbnb. You'll get C2'd by Uber. You get C2'd by Apple. You'll get C2'd by the person who is nicer to your wife. You get C2'd by the person who is going to hire your talent away because they're doing something more relevant. You'll get C2'd by yourself. You have an internal conflict that is pulling you down, saying, please, dude, change, grow. You'll get C2'd because you'll feel plateaued. If you're restless, frustrated, feeling like you're plateauing in life, it has a lot to do with there's something, you might not even know it, but unconsciously, down deep in your gut, there is a higher calling for you. There is a something. That restlessness is something to listen to, not to avoid. People avoid that restlessness, that desire for more, because it equals mayhem. Because when you open up to the universe, it's a bigger picture than you've been playing, my friend. And so what ends up happening is it's scary. But what I tell people all the time is you will never understand your full potential and capabilities until you believe and charge into the unknown with faith. You just won't know. You won't know. I didn't know. Like, if I kept doing what I was doing in my early career, even when I started writing and doing my own business, if I wasn't open to C2, none of us would be here together. Did this thing create mayhem in my life? Yes. I had no idea how to do any of this. It was a financial risk. It was terrifying. I lost my shirt when I started this. Many of you guys know I went broke. I had no idea what I was doing, okay? It was mayhem. I also had none of the skill sets to do any of the things you see me doing. None of this, right? Lights, camera, action, talking. So I couldn't do this before. Now I can do it because I knew I had to grow into C2. So I had to develop mastery and world-class skills that I didn't have. Public speaking, curriculum design, copywriting, video. These things scared the crap out of me. I wasn't good at them and I didn't get paid for them. But knowing I needed to create them created mayhem and uncertainty and fear and doubt in my life. The difference is I honored the struggle. I knew that between these two things is conflict and struggle. And as I knew and I accepted that this was going to be real, this struggle, I got ahead. Other people, they'll say this, it's not worth it. This is easy. That's not. Struggle. It's why I say honor the struggle. People when I talk with successful people, they often say, well, Brendan, I don't feel like, you know, it's a struggle. And I go, well, I know, that's because you're in C1. If you were between C1 and C2, you would feel a lot of struggle. And when you get there, honor it, anticipate it, expect it, deal good with it. That's where people get challenged. They're good. They're really good. But they look at the struggle and say, not worth it. Why would I do that? That's so hard. I'm already good. Well, if you feel restlessness inside, if there's something that wants to go another level, you better listen to that restlessness. Because if you don't, it will eat away at your life. Our impulse to grow and evolve as humans, it is biological and it is spiritual. And so we have to understand that and honor the struggle. The reason I got here into my career at this level faster than most of my peers had nothing to do with talent. It wasn't the shirt. It wasn't the lighting. There was no skill sets. It was the only thing. People say, what made the difference for you, Brendan? And they think it's something I said. Look, I didn't invent personal development. I am here standing on the shoulders of giants, mentors, people who changed my life. I'm here because of Wayne Dyer. I'm here because of Zig Ziglar and Jim Rohn. I'm here because of Earl Nightingale. I'm here because of Og Mandino. I'm here because of Dale Carnegie. I'm here because of Napoleon Hill. I'm here because of Benjamin Franklin. I'm here because of Socrates and Aristotle. I'm here because of Jesus. Let me tell you what, I am nothing. I'm nothing special. I'm nothing new. What differentiated me from my peers, though, I was willing to honor the struggle so much more than most of my peers. They would say, Brendan, I'm not good at video. And I was like, me neither. But they weren't okay with the discomforts of entering into the unknown. I was. That's all. So for those who think that I'm lucky, I'm not lucky. I'm willing. That's all. For those who think I had something special, I'm not special. I was willing to honor the journey into C2. I was willing to listen to it. And so if you're a leader, start spending more time thinking about moving into C2. Otherwise, you'll be left behind. If you are a person who just feels that restlessness, listen, listen. If you're a person who's already world-class at something, start asking the questions, what else could you grow into that will serve your future or your family or your organization?
Hey, it's Brendan, and I want to jump in the middle of this episode here real quick and tell you about something I'm really excited about and something that answers a question that many of you have for me all the time, which is, Brendan, where do you get this crazy focus and energy in your life? And the truth is, I've developed a supplement line that really helps me do that. And frankly, I needed to. I don't know about you, but sometimes when you're trying to achieve big things, a lot of stress comes along. And as you're trying to achieve bigger things, you need to be on your A game more often. You need to be mentally sharp. You need to be mentally prepared. You need to be mentally energized and productive. And not once in a while, but like every day. You have to be on, and sometimes guzzling more coffee isn't gonna do it. You have to use what we call nootropics, which are, you know, basically supplements that help optimize your brain. And yes, we have a product for exactly that. It's called HPX Optimize, and it is our most popular product. And you can get it. It's back in stock at hpxwellness.com. That's hpxwellness.com. You'll find HPX Optimize for your mental focus and energy there. You'll also find my favorite powdered energy drink that we created. That's 100% organic and vegan. And you'll find my essentials, which is my daily multi that I take that covers my energy, that covers my longevity, that covers my immunity, that covers my brain and body health that I absolutely love. And you will feel the difference. Go to hpxwellness.com right now. hpxwellness.com.
What if there's no mastery in circle one? Should I still be focused on circle two? Meaning you're not yet in circle one, right? You're building up to get into circle one. Where should you be focused on in your time? Well, in that case, circle one really is kind of circle two for you, right? Circle one assumes you have a level of success. Unless your question is saying, Brendan, I haven't gotten world-class or good. How much time should I spend here versus there? I would still recommend the 80-20, no matter what. Even if you're just beginning, spend 80% of your time learning to master the skills and what you must do to succeed today, but 20% of your time learning what you might be doing tomorrow. This is what you have to hear. This is the loop of life. It doesn't stop. And for those who, that's why a lot of people live in conflict or scarcity or plateau, is they think these are defined or fixed states. But read Carol Dweck's book, Growth Mindset. It never stops. I'm still in the struggle today, right? Today, I'm still struggling. I'm like, okay, gosh, I gotta figure out this next new thing, right? There's always some new struggle. Sometimes it's technological. There's always these new things that we have to figure out and master. The struggle does not end until you stop breathing, okay? So honor that, honor it. It's always gonna be new things. How do you develop your curriculum into moving into C2, right? Because what if you don't even know what the C2 is? And maybe you would nail this, right? It's undefined. You don't know what this is yet. And that's why I said, you just have to kind of charge into the unknown a little bit, but you have to have your eyes open. One of the reasons people never see C2 coming is they stop getting out there. They stop going to conferences, right? It's those senior executives who haven't been outside of their walls in 5 years, except to go give a speech at a conference. But they don't sit in the back of the conference and learn. Or they go, well, I go there, and all they do is network. Do you know how many Fortune executives I had to sit down and go, look, you're going to these conferences, but you're not even participating as a student. You're just going around there, look at me, and networking and having your fancy dinners at your steakhouses with your fancy wines. You stop being a student, and you're screwed very soon. Like, you gotta stay in the game. So keep going to the conferences, keep learning, and know how do the world's highest performers, what are they developing? C2, in some ways in our personal life, is always developing the same thing. Continually developing our psychology, continually developing our physiology, continually develop our own ability to produce, continually developing our people skills, continually connecting with our purpose and our presence. These things are always part of the next level of our personal growth, right? We'll always be on that journey. But in our career specifically, it's important to go to conferences and say, what's coming? What do I need to be prepared for? Like right now, obviously in the last 5 years, what's coming, what you need to prepare for is video. And now it's live video. And now it's shorter live video. And now it's longer live video. Like it's just, it's always evolving and changing. Right now, what people in my industry are focused on is long format live video, right? That's pretty difficult for a lot of people to pull off. I had to practice it. For me too. I wasn't used to this. I used to be someone who, you know, we started doing these live broadcasts in 2012, so we were 4 years kind of ahead of the marketplace. But back then, when I did my first live thing, I was used to being able to go, cut that, edit that. And that now there's no cuts, no edits, just go. Holy crap, I had to change my whole mindset for that. In terms of developing your own curriculum, the main thing is to develop your curriculum towards the future skill sets that you're going to need.
All right. Hey, my friend, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you're ready to go to another level, don't forget, go to hpxcoaching.com. Let me be your coach. Let me spend the first of each month with you, giving you a personal development seminar. Let me help you get unstuck, break through your emotional blocks, find your real clarity, your real passion, your real purpose, and implement the habits that you know you need to implement. Change your life by getting a coach, getting some expert guidance. Listen, you got as far as you could get. You're here. You achieved so much in your life. But to go to another level requires another level of mindset, another level of discipline, another level of direction and community and consistency. And that is what my coaching program is all about. So go to hpxcoaching.com. And listen, if you're ready to go to a whole other level, I'm hiring. Please go to brendan.com/hiring for our open roles. I got a big secret project that we are rolling out, and you'll only find information on that at brendan.com/hiring. We've got, I don't know, 10 or 12 open positions there. If you ever wanted to work with me, if you wanted me to be your leader, you wanted me to literally employ you and help you grow in your career and do what we do, serving this mission of helping people around the world achieve their dreams faster, helping them improve their lives. We live every day as a team to do that, and we are currently hiring. We're building out a new product, and we need some people to help us do that. Brendan.com/hiring. If you don't know how to spell my name, don't even think about it. We're looking for people who are pros. If you're interested in internship with me, don't go there. We're not hiring interns. If you're interested in starting your career with me, don't go there. We are an A team here. We've got people who are really experienced. So if you're new to personal development or you're new to marketing, you're probably not going to be the person we're looking for. We're looking for people with at least 3 years of professional experience in a lot of different roles, because we take this role very seriously. We get to change lives, and millions of them, every single day. That's the work. So we're looking for real pros, top of your game, ready to come on to an organization that reaches just as many people in the world as any other personal development influencer or trainer on the planet. And we'd be excited to have you join us in a big new initiative we're rolling out for the beginning of the year. I can't even tell you any more about that. Go to brendan.com/hiring if you'd like to work with us. And if you just want to go to another level and have me as your coach, not your boss, go to hpxcoaching.com so I can give you a brand new personal development session this month to help you set your goals, get on track, get unstuck, and achieve your ultimate difference. Go to hpxcoaching.com. for that. Thanks again for listening to The Brendan Show. You all mean so much to me. I have so much coming out in the next couple of months for you here that's going to be unique and special, and I know you're going to love it. So keep your head up. I know it's been a hard year. Please remember, as always, you are stronger than you think, and the future holds good things for you. Hey, are you on my text list? Did you know if you're in the U.S., you can text me at 1-503-212-6125. I actually have that text number on my Instagram account bio as well, if you want to go check it out. It's just 503-212-6125. Literally just text me and say, hey, Brendan. Or text me and say anything you want to say. If you want me to see it, just text me there. It's 503-212-6125. And it's my exclusive text list. And if you're not on it, it's where I share some of my most popular episodes. Or if I drop a new YouTube, I send it your way. Or if I have some kind of free thing going on the internet, I give that exclusive link out to that group. So just go there and text me. 503-212-6125. It's kind of cool. It's back and forth. This is my community text number. So tons of my community share, you know, insights about what they're learning from me or just want to chat back and forth. And I'm in there. My team's in there. We really just try to engage you on a different platform. It's super fun. And again, anytime I have something special going out, this is the first group to know about it. So just go text me at 503-212-6125. Hey, it's Brendan from the studio here. I want to jump in one more time and tell you about one of our partners, and that is Kajabi. If you've ever seen any of my marketing online, or you have gotten an email from me, or you've just admired kind of what we built by selling, you know, 20 plus blockbuster online courses, or where I go live in my membership areas, or how I accept money online, now well over $100 million over the years. How do I do all that? I've always used Kajabi. It's spelled K-A-J-A-B-I. And Kajabi just helps online entrepreneurs take flight, because we all have to do the same thing, right? We have to figure out, okay, how do I build a web page? How do I capture emails and send emails and funnels and newsletters? How do I put content up that's for free, but also content up that's behind a paywall that I can charge money for? How do I build those membership sites? How do I organize my podcast or my blog? How do I accept money and create checkouts and order bumps and one-click upsells? How does all of that actually work? You know, if you're a life coach, how do you actually talk to a client and connect with them and schedule with them and serve them and give them a members portal area? If you're teaching online courses, how do you actually put up the course and set up automations to sell the course and to trigger things like an email to go out when they successfully complete one of your modules? Kajabi does all of that. You even get templates that I helped build and I personally wrote to help you write even better emails to your audience. That's at kajabi.com, K-A-J-A-B-I.com. If you wanted the system that most of us in the thought leader or the expert economy really use and we've relied on for years, go to kajabi.com. Hey, I wanted to hop in here and share with you my love for community.com. Every major celebrity uses this. US presidents use this. The biggest companies in the world use this. They give you a 10-digit phone number, but it's kind of like having an inbox for your texting. You can segment it to people and they can reply back. And it's just really cool because you can also send video and you can send audio. And it's so beautiful of a design that it's really easy to figure out. You know, I don't like all those other systems that send out like some weird little code that you just know is like a promotion. The reason they called it community.com is because they really believe you have to have a text community in the modern era. Texting adds a whole other level. People open up their texts way more. It's way more, you know, effective as a promotional vehicle. And it's something that I deeply, deeply believe in. In fact, I invested in them and I've advised the senior team. I'm telling you what, my audience loves it. It's increased the engagement across everything I do. And you can get a free demo when you go to community.com. Just like it sounds, community.com. Check it out.